Okay, let's begin from the Perek of Daf. In the beginning, we'll run through the Pesukim very quickly because we did some of the Pesukim. V'nei Aaron machli kaisam. We are now going to discuss the Mishmaros of Aaron. Meaning the Kohanim, we discussed last Perek, the Mishmaros of the Levim. Now we go to the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, which is running through the Pesukim. We did the Rashi's already here. V'nei Aaron, among the Aaron, we have Nadav Avihu, who Elazar v'Samar. Aaron has four sons. Elazar v'Nadav Avihu, Elazar v'Samar. Pasuk Beis, V'yamah son of Avihu, l'fnei Avihem. Nadav Avihu died before their father. V'anim lo hilohem. They had no children, and therefore, who took their place? V'yichanu Elazar v'Samar. Who took their place in the succession of leadership was? It was Elazar v'Samar, as we discussed yesterday. V'yichol came David. V'tzadok min b'nei, and David, V'yichol came David. David divided them. And what did David do? Did Tzadok min b'nei Elazar, Vachimelech min b'nei Isamar, Lifkud Asam ba'avod Asam. David divided them based upon the families of Tzadok. Tzadok was now the equivalent of Elazar, and Achimelech was the equivalent of Isamar, because these were the two descendants of these two major families, Elazar v'Isamar, the family of Tzadok and the family of Achimelech. Va'yimotsu, it was discovered b'nei Elazar, the children of Elazar, which was Tzadok, Rabim l'Rashay Hagvarim min bnei Yisamar vayachlekum levnei Elazar rashim leves avos shisha asar. So because they were so numerous, David had no choice but to divide them into double portions. He split them into two proportions for a total of 16. Levnei Yisamar leves avos sam shmona. They remained in the original 8. So 16 plus 8 is 24, the 24 mishmaros of Kehanim, which corresponded to the 24 mishmaros of the Levim. Why the number 24? What's the Hashkacha Pradus? So there's much discussion, the significance in the number 24. A while ago we learned that it was Shmuel also had a part in this. Shmuel Hanavi, who anointed David, also had a part in this division. It appears, if I remember correctly, as we learned this a number of prakim ago, Shmuel told David that later in his life, Shmuel was not alive at this point in time, but Shmuel told David that you should, at a later point in time in your life, when you prepare for the Beis HaMikdash, to increase the mishmaros from 16 to 24. I remember the calculation, we discussed this, just to go through very quickly, those that were not here then, is because there's a halacha that if a person donates property, a stay achuzah to the Beis HaMikdash, you have an opportunity, you have a right to redeem it until Yovel. And the price you pay to redeem it until Yovel depends upon how much, let's go through the process. A person is makdish a field, and then the gizbar sells the field to anyone who wants to buy it. The original owner can buy back the field according to a calculation of 50 shkolim for 49 years. Zera chomer sarim, based upon a plot of land which is a chomer sarim, the amount of land which you need to plant a certain measure of barley, that piece of land, the price is 50 shkolim for 49 years. And that number is divided by 49, depending on the number of years left until Yovel, that's how much it will cost the original owner to buy it back. What happens if he does not buy it back? When it comes Yovel, it becomes the property of the Kohanim. And once the Kohanim get, now which they get it forever, which Kohanim are entitled to receive the property, the land that is not redeemed by the original owner by the time it comes Yovel? It is the Kohanim who are on duty, the Mishmar of Kohanim who are on duty at the year, at the time of Yovel. So that Yovel, the Yovel of that year, Bishnas Hayovel Toshuvu Ish Lachuzoso, they get. So that Mishmar became a multi-billion dollar corporation when they got all the land, and you would say it's not fair. Why should this mishmar, which only 1/24 of all of the Kohanim, or at least of the Kohanim of the Mishmar, so these 1, well, then it was 1/16, but now it's going to be 1/24. That was the original question, 1/16. Why should they get all of the land? So the answer is, there's a rotation that you have to look at the history of Klal Yisrael. that it's true that this 50 years, in the lifetime, this particular Mishma will be receiving all of the lin that was not redeemed by the original owner. But in 50 years from now, according to the cycle, it's going to come out, you have to make the calculation, it's going to come out that it's going to be a different Mishmar on duty at that moment in time, and that Mishmar will be the recipients of this enormous amount of land. And then go another 50 years later, it's going to be a different Mishmar. So every 50 years, if you make a calculation of who will be on duty, you will discover that every 50 years is always going to be a different Mishmar that's going to be on duty at the time when the Beis HaMikdash, when Yovel arrives, and they will be the recipients of all the land that was not redeemed by the original owner. So we learned this fascinating Medrash that Shmuel HaNavi, he made a calculation till the end of time, how many Yovelos would there be during the time of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, all the way to the end of time. We know what the calculation is, when Yovel was in effect, when Yovel was functioning, when land would be given to the Mishmaras. And according to the calculation, I don't have all the numbers, I don't know if we even went to the numbers then, but according to the calculation, when the Mefarshim make these calculations, it comes out that it was perfectly fair. The number 24 was the perfect number of mishmaros that would be needed if you knew in advance how many yovlos there would be during the tkuf of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni for each mishmar in the history of time to get equal rights to inherit the land that was not redeemed back by the original owners. So the number 24 was alpi Ruach HaKodesh. It wasn't just an arbitrary potluck number. There was a mathematical calculation done knowing what the end would be through how long the Mikdash would be in existence. So that's one approach. Another approach, number 24, we also discussed this last time a while ago, is a very significant number. It's the Tachshite Kala in Sefer Yeshaya, when Yeshaya gives Musa to Klashel, if they continue in their evil ways, then they will be stripped of their jewelry. It's symbolic. The Klal Yisrael is compared to a Kala, the married Kaviyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kala has 24 tachshitin, 24 ornaments, and instead of these 24 pieces of jewelry, they will be replaced with 24 bruises and wounds and sackcloth and different types of garments which are worn by mourners and by people who are slaves, people who are suffering. So that tells us, what?
How many months are there?
Madness Kahuna 24? It's another idea. Okay, that's another approach, another idea. But the number 24 represents the Tachshite Kala. Chazal tells us that the Talmud Chacham has to be bucking the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, because the 24 Sifrei Tanakh are compared to the Tachshitim of a Kala. The Kohanim are the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. They are the beauty. They are the teachers. They are the Malamdim. They are our representatives. Kohanim are the jewelry of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not a coincidence that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros to allude that the remainder of Klal Yisrael took pride and joy in their leaders, in their teachers, in their representatives. Okay, so now we go to Shemitah. I don't remember the calculation. I think it started after 14 years, not right away. I don't remember the calculation. Oh, but this Shmuel is making the calculation later from the time of the Bayis Rishon, when he put this in when this would begin with the Bayis Rishon. Shemitah started before.
But when did it end?
So it ended, I don't know, I think with the Churban Bayis Rishon it ended. Or maybe the Golas, there was a period during the Golas of Aseres HaShvatim, during the time of Sancheriv.
But it wasn't an equal divide.
Well, it depends, right? It depends on how much land, right? Obviously, every 50 years, there was the amount of...
No, but you needed over 1,000 years to get to 24.
Right.
50.
So that, what would...
1,200 years.
So you have the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni. Then you have to, I guess, go backwards. I guess the calculation includes what already was until that point in time. There is a calculation. I think the Chasam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, the Chasam Sofer, he makes the calculation. He has the calculation, figuring out it, because it comes out, his calculation comes out perfect. 24 was the exact number that was needed based upon our understanding of how many Yovlos we experienced.
He wasn't going to predict that when Shmuel set it up, he wasn't going to know.
I guess
that
he's.
It would be Golas.
Shmuel did. Shmuel did know about the Golas. That's what he's saying. That's part of the Chassam Sefer says that Shmuel had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew there would be Golas. He knew the whole how everything would play out, and he knew exactly how many Yovlos there would be, and he wanted to give each Mishmar an equal chance to inherit land that was not redeemed by the original owner. So he made this calculation. It came out to the number 24. So Medrash and Chassam Sefer. I know where I have a Sefer which has the calculation of Chassam Sefer. So maybe if I have a chance, I'll bring it in. I'll look it up. He makes the calculus. Let's go further. We have here back to the psukim of pasuk hey va yach lekum bigarolos elim ele. Now we learned this also yesterday. That after he went and he divided them into 24 groups, he then made cast lots which group would, the order of the groups, which one would serve first, which one would serve second. Va yach lekum bigarolos ele im ele. This one with that one, ki hayu, the reason why there was need for a girl, it was not obvious which one, there was no rank. It was not obvious which one should go first, which one should go second, because ki hayu sarei kodesh v'sarei holikim, because each of the mishmaros were holy people. They were princes, holy princes, and they were princes of Hashem, mibnei Elazar, mibnei Isamar. Pasuk Vav. What? It's a big mystery. I don't know the answer.
There must be.
It's an expression. Sarei Kodesh. Each one of the Mishmaros, each member of all of the 24 Mishmaros were princes. Princes of holy princes and princes of Elohim. And therefore it was not fair, it's not their heritage to tell anyone that you go second. Everyone deserved to go first.
Someone has to go second.
So therefore, that's how do you decide? Someone has to go sex. How do you decide? So the way you decide is you don't decide. You cast lots. So you can't blame me. Hashem decreed this is how it should be. Pasuk Vav. Now, who recorded? We have a record of the sofer, the scribe who recorded the order of the mishmaros and the name of the mishmaros. I have to on this handout. You see, this wrote down all of the mishmaros. The 24 Mishmaros as they appear in these psukim. Yitzchak Shemaya ben Nisanel HaSofer. That was the sofer of the time. Min Levi. He was a descendant of. He was a Levi. Lifnei HaMelech. He wrote down. He recorded all of these names before the king. You know what's he? David HaMelech. David was the, this is the end of David's lifetime. The Hasadim, and he wrote down the names in the presence of the princes. The Tzadok HaKohen, also in the presence of Tzadok, who was the acting Kohen Gadol. The Achimelech ben Evyasar, and Achimelech the son of Evyasar, he was also the Skan, I believe. The Rosh HaAvos, and he wrote down in the heads of the head of the Avos, the leaders of all of the families, Lakohanim, the Lalevim. What did he write down? He wrote down base of Echad Achuz Le'elazar. He wrote the base of that was Achuz means stationed. Achuz means to take hold of. So in the context here, it's not to be translated. Literally means the, he wrote the base of that would be appointed for Elazar. The Achuz Achuz Le'isamar. And he wrote down the name of each Mishmar that would be appointed for Isamar. Now the reason why there is a change of expression between Elazar and Isamar is because Isamar remained the way they were. The Achuz, Achuz. They took their positions, they took their stations the same way they had it originally. Isamar was not expanded, was not divided into two parts. Whereas Elazar, they were new, there were an additional 8 more groups that were added to Elazar. That's why by Elazar it says Echod Ochus, each one that was put in position, alluding to the fact that there were new groups put in position relative to Isamar. Now, this pasuk is a very loud pasuk. It's very unusual that the pasuk should describe in such great detail such an insignificant point that who the sofer was, his name was Shemaya ben Nisanel. We very rarely have a record of who the sofer was. Why is it important for us to know who was the scribe? And to tell us that he was a Levi, and to tell us that he did this before the king and the princes, and Tzadok, and the Skan Kohen Gadol, Achimelech ben Evyasar, and the Rosh HaAvos, for the Kohanim and Levi. What is going on over here? So there is a beautiful Medrash, and the Medrash says all of this alludes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was really the one who invented who gets credit for the Mishmaros. It was his idea. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. He originally established either 8, Tzemachloikis in the Gemara, either 8 or 16. And now David came and expanded it through the help of Shmuel, through the instruction of Shmuel, as we mentioned before, from 16 to 24. But we want to give credit to the one that deserves the credit. This was a brilliant idea, and it was a very successful idea. This really put things in order, and from looking back in history, it appears that it was an excellent system. It worked very well. It did a lot of good for Klal Yisrael. We probably don't even appreciate how much good it did because we're not familiar with all the details of what happened in the time of the Bayis Yisrael. But this system of this diversity of all the Kohanim coming in a systematic way to come to the Beis Hamikdash and to change shifts was efficient and for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, and we want to give praise to who deserves the praise, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. So how does this all refer to Moshe Rabbeinu? So let me read you the Medrash.
How long was he shift?
1 week. 1 week. 1 week. Each of us 1 week, which means there are 24 shifts. Each Mishmar served 2 weeks a year. Approximately 48 weeks. 48 in a year, that's between 50 and 54. They served approximately 2 weeks a year. And even the week that they served, they were divided into six groups, and each group only served 1 day. Shabbos, the whole Mishmar served together with the Mishmar from the next week. So they basically served 2 days a year. They went solo 2 days a year.
Did they have to train?
Yes, so they trained the rest of the year. They were training. They were in training or not necessarily. Maybe they had other regular jobs. And they just came. They had a miluim. They came for their. They came up for their service.
And done it in 24 weeks. That's a long time.
Well, that's not such. Obviously, when they were very young, they had probably a very intense training program, I can imagine. And then they just had a refresher course every year. To keep up, to be recertified. Yeah.
Before, the Levim were not Mishmaris until David HaMelech said that.
Simply, they were not. We don't know for sure.
Now, the Kohanim were originally 8 and 8. So, which...
Or 4 and 4. It's Machlekes. 8 or 8 or 4 and 4.
16.
Okay.
It must have been Batei Avos who were excluded from the Kohanim who never got to do Mishmaris.
Why? Why do you say that?
There were more Mishmaris. We know now that there were more Mishmaris, but they are to Avos,
They divided Elazar into double, to 16.
Right. So before, when they did, they had, that means he had twice as many Batei Avos.
Okay.
So before they divided it,
I don't know, twice as many Batei Avos. There were a lot of people. We learned the Gemara says they took Goyolos. Not everyone got to an Avodah. Everyone showed up. If it was your Mishmah, it was your duty, you showed up. Did you actually serve?
So
not necessarily. Absolutely. Of course. The Gemara says in the morning they would come early in the morning and they took a girl to do the Kataris. They took a girl. There could have been hundreds, maybe even thousands of Kohanim who came to do the Kataris. Only one got to do the Kataris. What about everyone else? That's the way it is. But you had to be there. It's your duty to be there.
Of that Mishmar.
Of that Mishmar.
But what I'm saying, they were 16, but they were only 8 Mishmaris. So they had
what do you mean Shemana Mishmaris? They divided each Mishmar into Batei Av. The Batei Av is not...
There were more Batei Av than there were...
They created new Batei Av. The Batei Av were relative to the Mishmar. The Batei Av were...
The families.
When it says Batei Av here in this pasuk, it doesn't mean...
Let's say 24 families,
Batei Av... Yeah, they were. They were heads of families. One head represented 20 families.
We have all the children of Merari and whatever you have.
There was one head that could have represented five brothers. Five. They branched out.
We say one of them didn't have any children.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay.
So, but you see that the Batei Av were heads of families.
Yes, okay.
So that means there were no other families besides these 24.
Not necessarily. I don't know if that's necessarily true. There were other families that were incorporated, that were subordinate. Okay. There were heads of families that included other families. They were subordinate. You could have one Rosh Avos which has 20 cousins, and he's in charge of the 20 cousins. That's
So those were Arbit. Those were.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go further. Now, what does this pasuk refer to? Let me read you the Medrash. You don't have this in front of you. This is the Medrash. The Medrash is B'mi Dibra Akasa. The Medrash is Mayikar Rabba. B'mi Dibra Akasa. The Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lama Nikosh Moshe. Why is he called the Sofer? We're calling Moshe the Sofer. He's the scribe. He's the one that gave us the Torah. He's the ultimate Sofer. He's called Shemaya. Why is he called Shemaya with Loshon of Shama? Sheshama ko tefilos. Hashem listened to his prayer. When Moshe was mispalel to save Klal Yisrael, to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet Regel, Hashem listened. Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, Solach Dichid Varecha. V'lom Nikra ben Nisanel. Why is he called Nisanel? Mishum Shenitna lo Torah miyod liyod. The Torah was given from him, from hand to Hashem, from Hashem gave from Hashem's hand to the hand of Moshe. The hand was given Nisina. Why is he called Soifer HaSoifer? Sheya Soifron Shel Yisrael. Halevi Mishifta Shalevi. Lifnei HaMelech VaHasarim. Lifnei Melech Malchei HaMelochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ubei Sinai. So this whole pasuk, this is a typical pasuk in Sefer Divrahim. We take a person's name and we tell you does not refer to any, it refers, really alludes to one of the famous Ishei HaTanach. And that's what we're doing over here. So one more time, Shemaya is Hashem listened to his prayer. Nisanel ben Nisanel, that's Moshe also, because he was Nitna Mialiyad. HaSefer, he was the Sefer, the Talmud Chochm of Klai Yishe, Talmud Yechom called Sefer, because they count the letters of the Torah and they put everything into order. Min HaLevi, from Sheva Levi, Lifnei HaMelech VaHasarim, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Bezdin. So again, why we're turning to Moshe here? To give him honorable mention that it was he, Moshe, who invented the concept of Mishmaros. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Vayetze, now we're going to the names very quickly. Vayetze Agarol HaRisham Li Ho Yarif. Okay, so you see over here on the chart, on the left side of this paper, that's number one. Lidaya Hasheni, Luchodim Hashlishi, Lish, Lis, Oirim Harvi. Lemalkiyah Hamishi, Limiyomin Hashishi, Lakoitz Hashvi, Lavia Hashmini, Le Yeshua Hatashi, Lish Chanyaho Asiri, Le El Yoshiv, Ashte Osor, Liokim Shre Mosor, Lhubo Shleshosor, Li Yeshevov Arba Osor, Le Vilga, the famous Vilga, that they got into trouble in the time of the Gemara, that they came late. They were lazy. They did not show up early for the Avodah. So what did they do? People were coming to bring Korbanos. And the Kohanim didn't show up yet. The day Samigdash was still locked. Can you imagine? You come to Shul, and the Shamis didn't come yet. The door's locked, and you have a whole.
I understand there had to be hundreds of thousands. All of them were late. It's like very.
That's what it says. It says that maybe a significant number of them, and if because they were punished. How they punished? They were dismissed. They were dismissed from their service, and in fact, their cubby. They had cubbies where they would deposit their knives and their bidei kohuna, and there was a special location where they brought their karbanos. Every mishmar had a special hook where they would bring the carbon tamid, and the carbon tamid would be slaughtered. Their hook was sealed, was taken away. They were publicly humiliated for their laziness. And that's the famous Bilgul Chamisha Asar Li'imer Shish Asar, when they were 16, L'Chezir. Now L'Chezir is interesting. This is number 7. And almost, this was a new one. They were originally only 16. Originally they were only 16. And Shmuel inspired David to add another 8. So number 17 was a new Mishmar. Really at this point in time, it should have been Chozer. It should have returned back to number 1, the Chayzer, the Chalila. When you get to the end of the cycle, you go back to the beginning. In order to remind everyone for the remainder of time that this was really the end, and we should really start once again, they named number 17 similar to the name of Chayzer. I think the Gross says this, one of the Mepharshim say this, that's why it was named Chayzer, to remind them of that David added another 8. Shiv Asar, Le Ha Pitzetz, Shemon Asar, Le Lif Sachya Tisha Asar, Le Chezkel, Le Ha'eshrim, 20, Le Yochin Achad V'yashrim, Le Gamult Shneim V'yashrim, Shneim V'yashrim, Lid Lo Yohu, Shloisha V'yashrim, Le Ma'az Yohu, Arba'o V'yashrim.
So we don't know which are Tamar's and which are
Loz's. No, we do not, correct. It was all a Goyal, exactly. Maybe there are some other records, but at least over here, I don't have. It's very interesting that maybe you could, we know that each Mishmar lived in their own, we have a tradition, it lived in their own city. And it's very interesting to match up these Mishmaros with the Piyut, the Kina of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir of Chavatzeles HaSharon on Tisha B'Av, because there at the end of each stanza, each expression, it mentions the name of a Mishmar. Now the names, they are not the same names over here. We know, as the Pesukim will go and tell us in a few moments, that things changed. This was very this is dynamic. Things did not remain the same. Over time, some mishmaros got larger, they were changed, their names changed. This was during the time of the Bayis Rishon. At the time of the Bayis Sheni, there were different names. A lot of things happened. The piyut of the Kalir, the Mefarshim tell us, is a combination of names of mishmaros that existed in the time of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. It's a big mishmash, so it's not exactly clear. Some of the names in the Kalir and in the Kina refer to the actual name of the mishmar. Some of them refer to the city in which they lived, and some of them refer to them by the sin that they were guilty of and why they were destroyed. So it's very confusing, it's very complex, the exact names, but it is very interesting to try to match up what it says in the Kina with the order of the 24, because there are exactly 24 expressions. You have an article, Kinos, at the end of each phrase in bold, it has the name of the Mishmar. And if you take those, you take them, not the same. Some of them are. You have Yehoyariv is one of them mentioned. There are a few that are the same, but most of them are not the same. And it's interesting to try to match up to see if there is some correlation between the two.
Did you say the first 16 came out in the same order that they were?
No, not necessarily. Not definitely not. It was a new order. Now that David expanded from 16 to 24, it says very clearly in the pasuk that David made garolos. That's what it says. Pasuk hey, vayachlekum bigarolos ela im ela. The new with the old. The new with the old. Everyone.
So these first 16 were mixed, new and old.
New and old. Yeah.
So what's the chiddush of the 17th?
Because the number, just a chiddush of the number. That it used to be there was 16, and now we have 24. As a reminder for Klal Yisrael, for all days to remember that we have now 8 new mishmaros. They renamed whoever was assigned number 17. The name Chazir from the word Chazir. The cycle should have begun once again fresh, but we're going to go further until the number 24. Okay, let's look at the mitzudos quickly. Some of the psukim. We did most of this yesterday. Let's start from pasuk hey. Big or alois mi shamish rishon misheni ki hoyu sori kodesh. The reason why there was need for gold was because you cannot tell anyone to go first or second because each one was holy. Ki kulam hoyu. Every single member of the kohanim of the mishmaros were holy people. Hoyu sori kodesh. Ulezeh. Therefore, leinosan mal leechad al sheni lahakdim. It's not fair, it's not proper, it's not derech eretz to tell people who should go first and second. It needed to be done through a girl. So Pasuk Vav here tells us, according to the Mitzudos at least, does not mean that he recorded the order. What it says over here is, he wrote down their names on pieces of wood to be put into a box to be used for the goyro. That's what the sefer did. The sefer, if you really read the pasuk literally, you would assume the way I assume is that he, after the goyro was complete, we now have 24 mishmaros. We have the order. He wrote down on the wall. This is the seder hadvarim. Everyone, they gave out a calendar. They sent out a spreadsheet to everyone. And who was the author of this calendar? This person. That's not what it means. It means he wrote their names on pieces of wood, and he put the pieces of wood into a box, and they cast lots, and then the order came out as is mentioned in the next psukim.
This again proves my point that they weren't more batei avos, because if there were more than 24 batei avos,
each, I don't know what you mean by batei, I don't know how you translate the word batei avos. Heads of family, it's a very vague term. Batei avos means the head of the family.
They put in 24 pieces of wood.
And each piece of wood had a name. And a name represented a group of... It's not just one family. It represents a group of many families. A conglomeration. A group of a conglomeration of 20, 30 families.
Many families.
What a batei avos. I don't know how you translate that word. Fine, okay, okay. Okay, fine, okay. Okay, okay. Okay. It was broken up. These two families, Elazar and Isam. Tzadok, and who was the other person, and Achimelech, were broken up into 24 groups. Right. And there were 24 leaders.
16.
No, 16 and 8.
8 and 16.
8 and 16. And there were exactly 24 groups, 24 leaders, 24 batei avos.
So I'm sorry if I keep on...
Okay.
What I'm saying is the Elazar... that was broken into from 8 to 16.
Okay.
Was Maybe they created the batei avos, because the question I would have is, if they were originally 16 batei avos, how did they pick the 8? Unless you're saying geros, they didn't have consistency.
That was done without goro. Selecting a new eight, breaking up the original eight, breaking up
eight. So what happened to the other bucket of us?
I don't know. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. We have to go further. Let's go further. Let's go further. Pasik vav. Vayichteva Hashem uskabez l'kulam osam. A base of echad achus. Amru Rabbi Seinu zichroinim levracha mitchilu hayu shmoyin batei avos le'Eliezer. There were originally 8 for Eliezer, Ushmoine li Isamar, the Al Shemot to David Rabim, Libne Elazar, as it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Chola kol beis of Lishtayim. He broke up each one of these 8 families into 2, into 16, Vizesh Amar, and that's why there is a difference of expression of Echod Ochuz compared to Ochuz Ochuz. Vizesh Amar, beis of Echod Ochuz le Elazar. There was one in the goal where they put one family taken hold of or positioned for Elazar, Rot Soleimar, Kol Beis Av Achuz, Od Achas. There was an additional. There was Echad Achuz, means the word Echad Achuz has a connotation that he divided them, and it was now in addition to the original another one. Li Yois Bo Shtayim, the Achuz Achuz Li Somar, Rot Soleimar, Ma Shehoye Achuz Li Somar. What was a base of originally for a summer remained. Me'oz, from before, nishar ochuz. It remained ochuz. It remained the way it was. For further one, it was not necessary to add any more to them. Okay, now let's finish up the parak. Pasuk Yitess. Eile pikudosam lavaydosam. The following is their charge. Their charge for their service. Lavoi lebeis Hashem kimishpotem, to come to the base of Midrash according to the law. Biyad Aaron Avim, through the Aaron their father. Kasher tzivo Hashem l'kei Yisrael, as was commanded by Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Now let's read the mitzvot before we go to them. Eile pikudosam, eile misper hamishmaros. Lavoi lebeis Hashem. These are the number of mishmaros to come to the base Hashem lavoidosam kimishpat ha'amor biyad Aaron asher tzivo Hashem. This is the number 24. Became the final number of mishmaros that were put in position, put in order, in charge to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Now let's go to run to the next one. Now we're going backwards. Pasuk Chof to the end of the parak returns to the mishmaros of the Levian, and it tells us that over time, again, this is being written many years. This is being written almost 500 years later. Okay, it's being written when Ezra already built the Beis Hamikdash, Ezra and Nehemiah, and now they're trying to inspire everyone in Babel to come and to return to Eretz Yisrael. And it's telling us that you should be aware that over time, what we learned in Perek Chav Gimel, things changed. Now I have over here, I gave everyone the handout. If you don't have, there's a few more pieces over here. This is just a revised edition of the handout from Perek Chav Gimel. Perichav, would this reflect changes that occurred over time? So here we go. Levnei Levi Hanosarim, and with regard to the remainder of the children of Levi. Now, why does it say Nosarim? Because Levi, the entire Shevet of Levi, the Levim, are the leftovers of Shevet Levi who are not Kohanim. The primary portion of Shevet Levi are Kohanim. Those who are not Kohanim, are not part of Elazar v'Isamar, are Levim. They serve a different role. Let's see the Mitzvahs right away. Mitzvahs Pasuk Chof. We are now going to list the changes. And the Omer Hanosar, the reason why we use this word leftovers, Ki Kvar Choshev HaKoyhanim. Shevet Levi is divided into what we call Kohanim and Levim. So we already discussed the Kohanim. Everyone else in Shevet Levi is called Nosarim, leftovers. Ki kvar choshav hakoyhanim mibnei Levi u'mibnei Gershon ben Levi v'av shagam heimon nisgam. We also mentioned from the children of Gershon. What he means to say over here is another reason why it says no sum is because we're not going to mention Gershon. There are no there are there are no major changes. There are major changes in Kohos and Merari. If you look at this handout, you'll see there are three families of Levim. There is Gershon family, the Kohos family, and the Merari family. We're going to make significant changes in the Kohos and the Merari, but we're going to make minor changes in the Gershon. So therefore, because there's only going to be a minor change in Gershon, we're not going to talk about that. They're not going to even be mentioned. We're just going to focus on Kohos and Merari. Kohos and Merari are no sorim relative to Gershon and relative to the Kohanim. Now we're going to focus on Kohos. In Kohos, we mentioned all these names in Perichov Gimbal. Kohos had Aaron and Moshe, and then had Gershom and Elazar. So Levnei Galivin said Levnei Amram Shuvoel. We have you go down on the chart, Kohos. On the right side, Amram, Aaron, Moshe, Gershon, Shivuel. Shivuel eventually died, and his mishma was replaced by Yichidahu. Levnei Amram Yishivuel, Levnei Shivuel Yechdiyahu. That's his name. He became the 11th mishma. He took over. And Gambang, this among the Levim. Lirchavyahu. Now, what about Rechavyahu? He was the son of Elazar. That same part of the tree. And the same note going down to Elazar, going down to Rechavyahu. With regard to Lirchavyahu, Livnei Rechavyahu, Harosh, the first, the head, his child was Yeshia. So Yeshia took over. He became the replacement for Rechavyahu. Now, let's go to Yitzhar. Yitzhar is the second son of Kehos. Going up, Li Yitzhari, Shilomis, Livnei Shlomos, Livnei Shlomos, Yochas. So Yochas became number 13. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Uvnei Yiriyahu, Yiriyahu was the son of Chevron. Amar Yohu Hasheni, so we have over here Amar Yohu Hasheni, and Amar Yohu was the second one. These are the two original children from the original chart. Yachziel Hashlishi, so we have here that these are the originals. Yachziel Hashlishi, Yekamam Harvi'i, and now it tells us Bnei Uziel, the children of Uziel, so those remain the same. Nothing changed there. And why are we recording these four names? These four names, number 14, 15, 16, 17 in this pasuk, because since we are already mentioning Amram, Yitzhar, so we want to go mention that these four people, but nothing, there are no changes. We go through the same four people one more time. That pasuk of Gimel is just a repeat of what we learned in Perek of Gimel, Vnei Yiriyahu, Amar. The words are not really clear, and unfortunately they have different interpretations of what this means, but we're going to read very simply. Is that Yiriyahu? It's not. They're not his children. If you read the psukim literally here, it's mashma that Amariah and Yachziel and Yikamam were children of Yiriyahu. But in Perikov Gimel, that's not the way it's presented. In Perikov Gimel, it's pretty clear that they're all children of Chevron. Here, for whatever reason, it seems to indicate that indeed that the latter three, are children of the first Yiriyahu. Vnei Yiriyahu, Amar Yahu, Hasheni, Yachziel, Hashlishi, Yikamam, Harvi. Pasuk of Dalit, Bnei Uziel. Now we go to the fourth child of Kehos. We have Micha, that's number four. And Levnei Micha, we have Shamir. Now we're going to have replacements. Achi Micha, the brother of Micha, Yeshia, was... You see, Micha's son was Mochia on the left side. Micha's brother was Yeshia, and his son on the left side was Levnei Yeshiyahu Zechariyahu.
Do you know the dates this changes?
No, I don't know. Maybe we. I don't know. Maybe there is some record. I don't have any information. Pasachavav. The name Merari. Now we go to the third family, Merari, on the bottom. Machli Umushi. He had two children. Bnei, now we have someone new. Here, this is what it's, whatever I put in the box, this is in the box, that's new. We have over here a new family, a new child. And this, at some point in time, later in time, Merari had a third child, or he always existed, and his descendants were given Mishmaros. And who is this child? Bnei Mari Machli Mushim Bnei Pasuk Chavav Bnei Mari Machli Mushim Bnei Yaziyahu Bino. We have now another son, the children of Yaziyahu Bino. Who are they? Bnei Mari Liyaziyahu Bino. Who are they? Shoham VeZakur VeIvri. Three new children. Now, Lamachli, look at Machli on the right side, Elazar. The lo hoyloi bottom, Elazar, he was originally number 20, he did not have children. Lekish, Kish was number 21 on the right side, Mrari, Machli, Kish. Bnei Kish, Yerachmiel. Lekish, Bnei Kish, Yerachmiel, he had a son called Yerachmiel. And I didn't write that down on the chart. His son was Yerachmiel. Uvnei Mushi on the left side, Machli, Ve'eder, Virimos, Eila Bnei Halevim, Leves Avoy Sehem. Okay, now before you can, now what is going on? So we'll see the Mitzvah basically says that, let's go back up to number where I have a number one, back to Gershon. In Perikov Gimel, we mentioned that Yiush and Berea, number 9 and 10, on the handout up by Gershon, they were very few in number and they were combined. Now we asked the question, what we learned in Perikov Gimel, we learned, well, if they were combined, where then do you have your total of 24? Since it's critical to have a total of 24, if you're going to tell me that two of them were so small and they were combined, we only have 23. That's so we have to add one more. Next, the pasuk here says that we have another pasuk also before that says Yiriyahu and Amaria. They were also small in number and they also were combined. Elazar, Merari number 20, had no children, so he was eliminated. So we're missing three because again, number 9 and 10 were merged into one. Number 14 and 15 in Perikov Gimel also tells us were merged into one. And over here it tells that Lazar had no children. Number 20 was eliminated. So we're short three. That is why it says here in this Perik that Yaziyahu had three sons, Shoyam, Zakur, and Ivri. Those three were the replacements for the three that are missing in number 9 and 10. 14, 15, and number 20. That's what the pasuk here is doing. Going back to what we learned in the previous Perikov Gimel. In Perikov Gimel, we have all these names. There are really 24. But from those 24, we know that they was reduced to 21 because one did not have children and the other happened twice, that two Mishmaros were merged. So we now need to come on to another child of Yaziyahu who had three more children, and those three children replace the other three that were missing. Now, Pasuk Lamed Aleph concludes the parak by telling us that what else did David do? David also made a goyrol for the 24 mishmaros of Levim to define their seder, and not only to define their order, but also that it, part of the goyrol was which mishmar of Levim should serve together with the mishmar of Kehanim. In other words, they didn't want it to come out random. There should be an order where different Levim will serve with different Kohanim. It was a team. You work well with your partners. It always had to be the same Mishmar of Kohanim would work together with the same Mishmar of Levim. So they had to be matched. A Mishmar of Shidduchim. The Mishmar of Levim had to be matched with the Mishmar of Kohanim. And that's what it says in Pasuk Lam. Now, Vayapilu Gam Him Gorolos. David also cares for the Levim Mishmaros. Lumas Acheyam Bnei Aaron. To correspond. To be matched up with Bnei Aaron. Lefnei David HaMelech Metzelech V'Achimelech V'Rash Avos LaKohanim V'Levim. Sarosh, Lumas, Achiv Hakaton. Each mishmar, large and small, great and less great. Avo Sarosh was there were some of these mishmaros which were rosh. Some of the mishmaros of the Levim were greater, were heads of families, and other mishmaros of Levim were not heads of families, but Achiv Hakaton. They were children of the avos. And each one was put in the goral, each one of these 24 mishmaros, and they were matched up with the kohanim where exactly they would serve in the avodah, in the seder. Let's see the mitzvah. He explains some of these things. Let's go to pasuk lamed aleph. Chofal, Pasuk Chofalef. L'Rechavya, L'Beis Av, Sh'Rechavya Nase, Mibon of Yishai, L'Rosh, Nikra, Beis Av, Al Shemo, Chof Beis, L'Yitzari, Beis Av, Mim, L'Yitzar, Sh'Yitzar, Nikra, Al Shem, Shlomis, Nikra, Zata, Al Shem, Yachatz. Okay, this, I want to get to the part where he explains, let's just jump down a little bit to the important part where he explains why he needed to do this. Let's go to, there's one important Mitzudos where he actually says how they all emerged. Okay, I'm not sure I can find it. Let's go to Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Garolois Mi Yisham Yishrishon Liavayda Sam Haya L'Shar Bepeh Luma Sachayim Ratzlem Mekmay Achayim Uvnei Aron V'dayim Lachem B'dvar Garol Avos Harosh Harosh Mikol Beis Av Avos Haya Nikra B'Shmo Avos V'Lezah Amar Im Shavos Hazeh Haya L'Rosh L'Kulim Kol Zeh Haya Menuch B'Garol Lumas Achakot Mikulim V'Lo Haya Loi Me'alois Soil Haktim Rishon El Beis Av Shalom. Even though there were some Mishmaris of Levim that were Avos, and there were some Mishmaris of Levim that were children, it doesn't matter. They were all equally put into the Goral. The Goral would decide the order, the Seder, and would decide which Mishmar of Levim would serve together with Mishmar of Kohanim. Okay, that pretty much concludes the Rashi. So we'd have the Rashi, we did most of the Rashi. Let's see some of the Rashis. Okay, Rashi, we only have to a few Rashis. Pasuk Hey. Vayachal came big orolos elim ela lemi yipol agor liyos rishon sheni oishlish orvi v'chein kulam vayichtavim shemaya liyos lachem lezikaron mirishon mishani v'chein kulam. So you see that Rashi disagrees with the Mitzudos. Rashi learns that the word vayichtavim means the final record of the Seder Hadvarim, whereas the Mitzudos learns vayichtavim, he wrote their names on pieces of wood to put into the box when the girl would be done. Pasuk Yitesh and Rashi, Eile pekudosam levoidosam, Eile shekusuvim kan roshe mishmaros pekudosam al mishmaros hayu, were appointed on the mishmaros. Okay, so that pretty much concludes the sugya of the mishmaros of the Kehanim and the Levim. We're up to now, plus Perukhafei, we'll stop here.